The controversy that people call the gravel wars, I believe, were primarily driven, again, through misunderstanding of what might happen to the off-channel areas that were going to be mined for aggregate. People were afraid of a variety of different things. Number one, people envisioned that the aquifer was going to be exposed, would create pollution that would destroy drinking water and agricultural water and or deplete it. And looking at an active mine site that does have a bare appearance to it, it's hard to imagine what that site might look like in its reclaimed condition when the shrubs and the trees have matured and developed. And not everyone had a belief that the industry would in fact do the planting of the trees. As far as who was on which side of the controversy and what they wanted, that varied. Certainly the producers, they wanted to continue business. The folks that were opposed really were kind of a mix of folks. Some were very strong environmentally and felt that any change in the natural environment would not be a positive. Some were part of the agricultural community and didn't want any impact to agricultural lands. Yet there were some environmentalists that saw where the county's emphasis seemed to be on agricultural reclamation. They felt that enough habitat had been destroyed by agriculture already, and that really there should be more habitat restoration. So even some of the folks that were in opposition to the industry weren't necessarily all on the same page. Well, the controversy went on for probably, you know, I guess there's varying opinions about that, but I was aware of it from when I first started work, which was in 74 through 96, so it's 20 years. And so it had had plenty of time to stew, and it was more heated towards the end as, you know, the county was trying to come up with solutions. You know, this thing did ultimately, unfortunately, go to the initiative. The controversy pretty much came to a halt after the county adopted the Cache Creek Resource Management Plan, the Cache Creek Area Plan, and the Off-Channel Mining Plan. Those three programs are what controls both the mining and reclamation along Cache Creek today. And the county tentatively approved those plans in 1996 prior to the election, but withheld final approval until after the voters got an opportunity to speak to the initiatives that were on the ballot. Measure C was to basically shut down mining on Cache Creek, and Measure D was to support the county's ordinance that had been tentatively adopted. And Measure D passed with, I believe, 62% of the vote. I think that the process the county went through, the very public process of what we call painful negotiation and extended discussion and was referred to as wars, at the end of the day, bore very good fruit. And, you know, they developed a very comprehensive off-channel mining plan, a creek restoration plan. There was a recognition in the plan that the impacts in the creek weren't all associated with gravel mining. They were, in fact, associated with water usage by the agricultural community. And so now, I think, today, we've had a period of almost 15 years of production that has shown that we can do our work and people can be confident that the end product isn't going to hurt the environment.